弟兄姊妹放心啊，我不是那讲员。
Don't worry, I'm not the speaker today.
我就只是来介绍在我后面要来的。
I'd like to introduce what is coming up after me.
今天很高兴啊，今天那个主把那个Dr. Lu，那个Western Seminar的那个教授带到我们中间。
We really thank the Lord for bringing us a professor from Western Seminary, Dr. Louis, here.
Dr. Louis is 毕业于达拉斯神学院。
Dr. Louis graduated from Dallas Seminary.
他曾经在一个 Chinese Bible Church 有做那个助理牧师，成为他们那边的助理牧师。
And then he pastored a Chinese Bible Church, was assistant pastor.
他也曾经在 Sunset 日落。 桑塞的教会那个成为他们那个主任牧师，也那边牧会了将近20年。
And also senior pastor at the Sunset Church at Sunset for over 20 years.
他曾经也是那个在 Who's Afraid of the Holy Spirit 这本书的那个作者之一。
Also one of the authors of the book Who's Afraid of Holy Spirit.
很高兴啊，今天那个 Dr. Lu 也能够来到我们这边。
We really thank God for bringing Dr. Lu here.
大家欢迎他。
It is very good to be here. I need to learn a little bit about everybody.
我很高兴今天能够在这里，我想多一点认识大家。
I'm going to ask four questions.
所以我要问大家四个问题。
How many of you were born in the United States?
谁是在美国出生的？
Raise your hands.
谁是在美国出生的？
Well, not many.
请举手。
Not many. 20 or so. Okay, put your hands down.
大概20位。
How many were born in Hong Kong?
有谁是在香港出生的？
All right, one person. That's really very good. How many were born in Taiwan?
谁在台湾出生的？
Ah, more. How many were born in China?
谁在中国大陆出生的？
Okay, that's the most of people. Okay, how many were born in a place I didn't mention?
有些是在其他地方出生的。
Okay, where were you born?
Malaysia.
All right, good place. Good place. Where were you born?
Burma,
all right.
Burma.
That's a great place. Where were you born?
Vietnam,
all right.
Vietnam.
Okay, where were you born?
Cambodia.
Cambodia.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Very good. I was born in New York City.
我出生在纽约市。
And the people wonder my last name, am I Chinese?
因为我姓 Louis, 所以有人觉得我到底是不是中国人。
Chinese who immigrated around 1900. This is how the immigration spelled the Chinese word.
中国人呢，在19世纪移民来美国的呢，那个移民官就给他们拼的中文名字就是这样子的。
See, my great grandfather came to San Francisco to help build the railroads.
我曾祖父呢是
long time ago.
是很久以前来到三藩市，帮助美国建立这个 美国的铁路。
There was a famous earthquake in San Francisco, I think 1909.
在1909年的时候，有一个很有名的，就是 三藩市大地震，旧金山大地震。
My great grandfather was there.
曾祖父，那当时是在三藩市。
Then my grandfather, finally, lived in New York City.
然后我祖父就搬到纽约州。
And my father was the first to be born in the United States.
所以我父亲是第一个在美国出生的。
He served in World War II.
他在二次世界大战的时候从军。
And when after the war, when it was time to get married, he went to China to get a bride.
二次世界大战之后呢，他到了适婚年龄，他就回到中国去娶一个妻子。
Now my father, for most of his life, he worked as a waiter.
我父亲他的大半生的时间呢都是 做那个餐厅的侍者。
He never finished high school.
他从来没有从高中毕业。
And my mother from China never went to high school.
那我妈妈呢从中国大陆来，她从来没有上过高中。
My mother worked for over 35 years sewing clothing.
那我母亲呢就在 车衣厂车衣，大概做了差不多35年、30年的时间。
And their dream was to have their children not to live a life that they were living.
那他们人生的梦想和目标就是希望他们的下一代不会过他们那样子的生活。
So their children are relatively successful.
所以他们的孩子呢，那个都是蛮成功的。
My sister was a principal of a high school in New York City.
那我的older sister. 我姐姐呢就在纽约市呢做一个高中的校长。
My brother, older brother, retired at 55 with Exxon, the oil company.
那我哥哥呢，55岁就退休了，从 Exxon 那个石油公司退出来。
He's retiring, doing very well.
那他现在已经退休了，而且生活环境非常好。
I did not go into a secular field, but I went into the ministry.
那我没有在我没有在从事世上的工作，但是我去服侍主。
Within our family, we have 3 college degrees.
那在我们家里呢，有三个人从大学毕业。
3 master's degrees.
三个人得到硕士学位。
And 1 PhD.
一个人得到博士学位。
Pretty successful.
非常成功的家庭。
I got married when I was 21.
我21岁的时候就结
婚了。Very young. Very young.
很年轻就结婚了。
I've been married for 38 years.
我已经
So you know how old I am.
38年了，所以你也知道我现在几岁了。
I have 2 daughters.
我有两个女儿。
Both married.
两个女儿都结婚了。
They were married at 22, but each of them.
两个女儿都是22岁的时候就结婚了。
I have 2 grandchildren.
我有两个孙儿。
I have 2 son-in-laws who love the Lord Jesus Christ.
我两个女婿呢都非常的爱主。
And both of them, both my daughters, they go to church plants in the areas they live.
那我两个女儿呢，她们都在她们住的地方来植堂建立教会。
Both my daughters went to UCLA.
两个女儿都从UCLA 毕业的。
My youngest was graduated number 1 in the high school in where I live in Millbrae, Valedictorian.
我小女儿呢，她在高中毕业的时候呢，在 Millbrae 的高中是全校第一名毕业的，非常聪明。
I say this because, from the Chinese perspective, people look and they say, "Wow, I have all the blessings of life."
我为什么要告诉你这些呢？因为从中国人来看呢，我差不多有人生所有想要有的祝福。
You're married, you got children, you got grandchildren who love you,daughters who love you, you know, married for 38 years, you know, you get a PhD, you got everything you want. You
know. 你看我结婚38年，我有一个博士学位，我的女儿们非常爱我，我的孙儿们也非常爱我，所以而且他们也都很爱主。
But we need to realize something very, very important.
但是我们今天要明白一件非常重要的事。
Though God has allowed each and every one of us to have a degree of success and joy in this world.
因为神他让我们在这个世界上有一些的成功，有一些的满足和享受。
Some of you do very, very well in life.
有些人他们在生命里非常的成功。
But from the perspective of God, there is something that we can never do and never achieve.
但是在神的眼光中，有一些事情是我们永远没有办法成就的。
And all the things that you are good at and you dream of cannot ever achieve this.
不管我们是多么的努力，或是多么有这样子的梦想，有一些事情我们永远没有办法成就。
And we're going to study a very, very famous passage today.
今天我们要来看圣经里面一个非常有名的故事。
And we're going to learn about this thing that we can never do, and it's found in the Gospel of Luke.Chapter 10.
我们要来看有一件事情我们永远没有办法做到，这就是在路加福音第十章有的故事。
It is better known as the story of the Good Samaritan.
这个故事很有名，就叫做好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Now, before I get into the text, I want to go very quickly about this story as Jesus told it in verse 30 to 37.
在我们来看着经文以前呢，我想要跟大家介绍一下在这里耶稣所讲的故事。
Many of you are probably familiar with it.
很多人可能对这节经文非常熟悉。
A man is going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
因为有一个人呢，他从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
Is beaten, robbed, and left for almost dead.
他在路上呢被强盗抓住了，打得半死，差不多死掉了。
A priest passes him by, not helping him.
有一个祭司从旁边经过，没有帮助他。
A Levite passes him, also does not help him.
有一个利未人从旁边经过，也没有帮助他。
A Samaritan comes and has compassion on him.
有一个撒玛利亚人经过，他就动了慈心。
Puts him on his animal.
把他放在牲口上
bandages him up,
然后把他包裹了
brings him to an inn,
带他到店里去
and tells them take care of this man,
并且告诉店主请你照顾这个人
and at the end Jesus says to the person who asked for this story, go and do the same,
这最后呢耶稣就向这个来问他的人说你也去照样行
So very often the story of the Good Samaritan is given as a sort of example of what we are to do in life
很多时候呢这一段的经文呢就是被用来教导我们应该如何去行来帮助人
This is what Jesus wants you to do
因为这就是耶稣要我们行的
Look for people who are in bad situations and to show them mercy
就是我们应该要去找一找看有谁现在正在难处里面我们要向他们表达爱心
This we should do
是的这是我们需要做的
But it is not in my reading of the text what the purpose of the story is all about
但是就着我自己的读经的心得来说我不觉得这是这一段经文所要告诉我们的重点
It is not really about what you can do
这不是要告诉我们我们可以做什么
For the key in understanding this story of the Good Samaritan is not actually in verse 30 to 37.
因为这一段呢，真正的重点不是在37和38节。
The key to understanding the story of the Good Samaritan is found in the five verses preceding this verse or this section.
其实真正的重点呢，是在这一段圣经之前的五节。
Let's look at howThe story begins and the setting in verse 25.
所以我们要来看的呢是25节这一段就是这段经文刚开始的时候它怎么开始的
I'm going to read from my text, New American Standard Version, and it reads like this. The lawyer stood up and put him to the test saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
在这里有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说夫子我该做什么才可以承受永生
Now, what's very, very interesting is that Luke, who's the author of the Gospel of Luke that bears his name, puts in a very, very important description of the attitude that this lawyer has coming to Jesus.
在这里呢这个路加福音的作者就是路加他在这里他特别的表达了这个人来问耶稣的时候他的态度
Some people come to Jesus in the Bible seeking him
有一些人在圣经里我们看见他们来到耶稣面前是来寻求耶稣的
Often people who were sick or ill would come to seek the grace of the master
因为有些人他们来到耶稣面前呢他们是因为有病了生病了所以他们来到这位主人面前
There's a famous story of a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus who climbed a tree to see Jesus
因为有一个另外一个有名的故事就是有一个税吏该撒他甚至于他要来到耶稣面前他必须爬树
This lawyer did not come to seek Jesus
但是这一个人这一个律法师他来并不是很诚心的来寻求耶稣
According to the text, this lawyer came to test Jesus
照着这个圣经的告诉我们呢这一个人来是要来试探耶稣
And that puts him in a very different category of people that Jesus is talking to
所以这一个人呢就是是另外一类的来看耶稣的人
And he asked Jesus this question, Teacher,What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
然后他来对耶稣说夫子我该做什么才可以承受永生
He's trying to test Jesus.
所以他来试探耶稣
Tell me what to do.
告诉我该做什么
Because in the law of Moses, there is no clear explanation of how to have eternal life.
因为在摩西的律法里面并没有很明文的说出来我们该怎么做才能得着永生
There's only two major passages in the Old Testament that clearly refer to eternity and the resurrection. One is Isaiah, the other in the book of Daniel.
因为在整个旧约里面呢只有两处的圣经里面明明的提到永生一处是在以赛亚书另外一次是在但以理书
And in these texts they infer that you need to be righteous.
而这两处的经文呢说到要承受永生你必须要很公义
But it never says specifically how righteous you need to be
但是他这两节的经文从来没有明文的说你到底要如何的 公义要如何的有义才成为才能得到永生。
How much righteousness do I need to have?
你到底要多有义你才可以承受永生。
Now, I'm a professor at Western Seminary.
我在Western 的这个神学院里当教授。
Probably 40% of my students are Chinese.
大概40%的学生呢都是中国人。
A typical question from one of my Chinese students goes like this.
因为一个很标准的一个中国学生呢他就会问这么一个问题。
What do I need to do to get an A?
一个中国学生呢就会来对教授说我该如何做才能拿到 A?
They want to know exactly how long, whether I take off points for being too long or too short.
因为他们想要知道如果他们写一篇文章到底要该写多长或免得写得太长或是太短都会被扣分。
They want to know what kind of style I like.
因为他们也想要知道我到底喜欢什么样的文章。
And every time they ask me this, I always frustrate them.
因为每一次当有学生这样子来问我的时候，我总是说一些话呢，让他们自己觉得很沮丧。
I tell them whatever you want to do.
我总是说你爱干嘛就干嘛。
No, they want to know exactly what do I need to get an A.
但是这些中国学生就想要知道到底要再怎么做做得很正确他们就可以拿到 A.
Because an A minus is not enough.
因为如果得到 A minus 呢就不够好。
So this person says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Because it is not clear in the Old Testament.
所以这个人来问耶稣我到底该做什么才可以承受永生因为在旧约里面说的不清楚。
Now this answer, Jesus cannot give.
但是耶稣没有办法这样没有办法回答。
As we know, as we sang songs in communion, it is by the grace of God, it is nothing you do.
因为呢就像我们刚刚在波饼聚会的时候我们唱的诗歌因为完全是因着神的恩典而不是我们做的。
So Jesus,does not give him an answer, but ask him how he would answer it.
所以呢，耶稣并没有回答他，而且耶稣反问他，你说呢？
Because it's impossible for Jesus to give a response to this question.
因为对耶稣来说，他没有办法，不可能就着他的问题来回答他。
So in verse 26, Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? How does it read to you?
所以耶稣对他说律法上写的是什么你念的是什么样呢
Verse 27 And the lawyer answered You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
他自己就回答说你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍如同自己
These two passages areVery, very important in the law of Moses.
这两节呢，在摩西的律法里面非常非常的重要。
The first half, that you shall love God with all of who you are, comes from a famous chapter in Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it's known as the Shema, Hear, O Israel, our Lord our God is one.
因为前面你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神是从生命记第六章里面出来的是一段非常有名的经文
The second half You shall love your neighbor as yourself is an obscure passage from the a book of Leviticus I believe it's chapter 19 verse 18
那第二段呢要又要爱邻舍如同自己却不是从一段很有名的经文出来的是从利未记19章18节里出来的
And surprisingly Jesus in hearing these two verses is very surprised I believe
所以当耶稣听见这律法师回答这把这两节经文放在一起的时候我觉得他非常的惊讶
And in verse 28 Jesus responds to the lawyer You have answered correctly Do this and you will live
所以在28节我们看见耶稣说你回答的是你这样行就必得永生
Imagine Jesus saying You know what? You gave the perfect answer
我们可以想象耶稣对他说不错你给的是标准答案
From the law this is what is required
因为就着律法来说这就是律法上的要求
To love God with all of your being
所以要 你要把用你的全人全心，就是你的整个人来爱神。
And to love your neighbor just as you love yourself.
要去爱你的邻舍，就如同你如何爱你自己一样。
Now comes verse 29.
然后我们就看见二十九节。
And this is very, very important because with this verse.Jesus responds giving the story of the Good Samaritan.
29节很重要，因为29节之后呢，耶稣的反应呢，就是说出了这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And it reads like this in Luke 10:29, but wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
29节我们看见那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
See, it goes from what do I do?To have eternal life, that's the first question that the lawyer asks.
所以这个人律法师他来见耶稣的时候，第一个问题他是问我该怎么做才能承受永生。
Then the lawyer responds to Jesus, "Love God with all you are, and love your neighbor as yourself."
然后呢，耶稣就着这个来说，就是你要尽心、尽心、尽力爱主你的神，然其次是爱人如己。
But now in verse 29, the lawyer wants to say, you know.I do this.
二十九节呢，这个人想要说的就是这些我都做了。
Wishing to justify himself before Jesus, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, I do it.
这个人想要告诉耶稣的说，是的，经上说要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，其次是爱人如己。他想要跟耶稣说，这些我都做了。
So.This is a trick question.
所以呢，他就问了耶稣，这是一个很诡诈的问题。
Who is my neighbor?
那么谁是我的邻舍呢？
Now, when I was, I was asking questions about the congregation prior to the service.
Today?
Yeah, today. I was talking to you.
今天在
Outside, Christine, my translator.
今天在我上台分享之前呢，我曾经问了一个问题。
And she said that this congregation is known for studying the scriptures. That's very good.
Okay. 在聚会之前呢 ，Dr. Louis 问我这个问题，就说我们中间的那个圣经知识的程度怎么样呢？我就跟他说，我们教会的对于神的话语是很强的。
So I'm going to include. I'm going to include something I was going to talk about.
所以我现在要讲一些我原来不打算讲的。
That's a bonus because you people are so diligent in studying the scriptures.
因为你们大家读圣经很认真，我就给你们加了。
If we turn to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, where the verse "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," it's going to be very interesting what the context is of that.
所以我们现在来翻到利未记十九章十八节，在这里我们要看见，就是说。这一节要爱邻舍如同自己，它的上下文的出处。
You see, the whole section about how a person is to respond to people around you is found in Leviticus 19, verse 9 to verse 18.
因为在利未记十九章第九到十八节，这里我们看见，其实摩西的律法是在讲你要如何跟人相处。
And when you understand this, you understand how different Jesus' story is.
如果你看这里的话，你就会知道耶稣所讲的故事跟这里讲的是非常的不一样。
What does it mean to love your neighbor according to Leviticus 19?
就着利未记十九章来说，什么叫做爱你的邻舍如同自己？
First, it means to leave leftover fruit in your garden for the poor.
第一个就是你在田间呢，你要把那个收成所剩下来的果菜食物留在那边给穷人。
This is found in Leviticus 19:9 and 10. This is known as the gleaning laws.
所以这里呢是在第九节和第十节，这里就是所谓的那个收成的时候的律法。
And this is a very big teaching in the Old Testament, not to leave the leftover fruit and vegetables.Left over from the first harvest, you must leave them there for the poor.
这在当时在旧约时代，这是一个很伟大的律法，就是说你在收成的时候要留一些在田里给那些穷人。
And in verse 9, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest.
第九节说，在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可收拾所遗留的。
This is what you need to do for the poor.
这就是你该为穷人所做的。
Leave the leftover fruit.
把剩下的没有收成的留在那里给穷人。
Then in verse 11 to verse 17, it talks from how you show compassion to the poor to how you deal with other individuals.
那在十一节到第十七节，我们又再看这里讲到如何爱邻舍的时候，他讲到如何与人来往，与人相交。
And if you read from verse 11 to verse 18, almost every command of God to Israel is in the prohibition. You show grace to your neighbor by not doing this.
在第十七在十一节到第十八节，我们看见在这里摩西的律法，他教导人怎么跟人相处的时候，这个律法呢，都是一些禁止的律法，就是说你不可以这样子做，你不可以那样子做，这都是一些禁止的律法。
Verse 11, not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another.
十一节我们看见你们不可偷盗，你们不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。
Verse 12, not swear falsely by my name.
十二节不可指着我的名起假誓。
Verse 13, not oppress nor rob.
十三节不可欺压你的邻舍，也不可抢夺他的物。
And not to withhold the wages of a hired man.
对于工人的工价，你不可以把它保留过夜。
Not to curse the deaf.
不可咒骂聋子。
You are not to do injustice to the poor.
你不可以袒护穷人，也不可以行不义。
You are not to slander people.
也不可以在民众搬弄是非。
You shall not hate your fellow brethren in verse 17.
十七节，你不可心里恨你的弟兄。
You shall not take vengeance in verse 18.
十八节，不可以报仇。
You shall not bear any grudge, verse 18.
不可以埋怨你本国的人民。
13 negative things. If you don't do these things, but...You need to love your neighbor as yourself.
在这里讲了十三件不可以做的事情，然后他说你要爱邻舍如同你自己。
See, the law of Moses is almost 90% written in the negative.
如果你仔细的去读摩西的律法的话，大概90%的都是不可禁止这些负面的事。
As long as you don't lie, you don't steal.
如果你不欺骗，你不偷钱。
Perhaps that's what it means to love your neighbor.
或许那就是神所谓的要爱你的邻舍。
And it is in this context that the lawyer believes that he actually does these things and can justify himself before God to inherit eternal life.
就是因着这一段的经文，所以这一个律法师呢，他就有这个自信，他觉得他都做到了这经上所要求的，所以他应该可以承受永生。
So Jesus gives him a story.
所以耶稣就告诉他一个故事。
And actually, this story is given to demonstrate to this lawyer that he can never justify himself.
这个故事呢，说出来就是要显明给这个律法师看，他永远没有办法靠着他的行为称义。
So he gives now the story of the Good Samaritan.
所以耶稣就说了这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And I mentioned earlier that there is a man who was beaten on the road in verse 30, left half dead and being passed by a priest and a Levite in verse 31 and 32.
所以在30、31、32节我们看见有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去落在强盗的手里，就在路上被打个半死，然后有祭司有立位人都从旁边经过，却都没有帮助他。
Now at Western, I teach mostly systematic theology.
所以在我学校西方神学院呢，我教的是系统神学。
But I also teach the entire Old Testament.
我另外呢也教整本的旧约圣经。
And right now I'm teaching a class on the Law of Moses.
现在我目前在教的就是摩西的律法。
The Law of Moses is God's command in the Old Testament to God's ancient people Israel.
摩西的律法呢，就是在古时神对着他的百姓 所吩咐的。
And it's very important to understand the law of Moses because it helps us get a better perspective of what Jesus is trying to say.
如果我们能够对旧约摩西的律法有更深入的认识，我们可以比较了解耶稣在这里说故事的意思。
You can read Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the law of Moses.
我们可以读出埃及记、利未记、民数记，还有生命记，就这些摩西的律法书。
And you know what? According to Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the priest and Levite did nothing wrong.
因为照着摩西的律法书，如果我们仔细读利未记、民数记，还有那个出埃及记和生命记的话，这些祭司和利未人他们所做的事没有不对，在这个故事里面做的事没有不对。
You see, because the scribes and Pharisees and these teachers of the law understood precisely what the commands of God were and were not.
因为呢，律法师还有法利赛人，他们非常清楚神在摩西律法里面所有要求，他们知道什么可以做，什么不可以做。
Leviticus 19, God says, "Leave leftovers for the poor."
因为他们知道在利未记十九章摩西的律法是告诉他们，在收成的时候把一些留给穷人。
Leviticus 19, "Don't hate, don't steal, don't lie, don't have hatred in your heart."
因为利未记十九章他们说，你不要撒谎，你不要欺骗，你心里不要恨恶你的弟兄。
But never once in the law of Moses is this required.
但是在摩西的律法里面从来没有说过这样子的要求。
It's very, very unusual.
所以这是非常不寻常的。
For in the law of Moses, there is very little in terms of active demonstration of grace.
因为在摩西的律法里面很少我们看见一个主动表达恩惠的这样子一个事情。
Verse 33 comes in the text of Luke 10.
我们现在看第33节。
And it reads, "But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him when he saw him, and he felt compassion."
在这里，我们看见唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
Now the hero of this story that Jesus is making up is a very unusual individual.
在这里呢，耶稣的故事里面的这个英雄人物呢，是一个非常不寻常的人物。
You ask the question, who is a Samaritan?
所以你会问，撒玛利亚人是谁呢？
The Samaritans were the people who stayed in the land when the Babylonian captivity took the bulk of Israel imprisonment in the land of Babylon.
撒玛利亚人呢，就是当巴比伦帝国来把以色列人掳去巴比伦的时候，那些剩下留在以色列境内的这些渔民。
But that's not the major problem.
但是这并不是这个问题的原因。
The major problem between the Samaritans and the Jews were that the Samaritan denied the place of Jerusalem.
但是他们这民族之间真正的问题呢，就是撒玛利亚人呢，他们拒绝承认耶路撒冷的这个重要性。
They believe that Jerusalem being the capital and where the temple is illegitimate.
撒玛利亚人觉得呢，耶路撒冷还有他们是圣殿的所在，这个事情呢是不合法的，他们不承认。
And they held that the true worship of God occurs in Mount Gerizim, not Jerusalem.
他们认为呢，真正敬拜神的地方应该是在撒玛利亚境的那个基利山上。
And that's a big difference.
这就是他们之间一个很大的不同。
I mean, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
因为现在耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
Jerusalem is where the temple is.
而且也是圣殿的所在地。
You know, and to say that that's illegitimate, it's like they saw them as cult. They're not really Jews. You know, they're sort of they.May have so many errors in their belief that they're not really part of us anymore.
The Samaritans,
the Jews saw the Samaritans as like a cult.
就是因为他们认为他们根本不承认耶路撒冷的这个正确性呢，所以以色列人就是犹太人呢，他们把撒玛利亚人他们所信奉的当作是异端邪教，他们不认为他们是真实的信仰。
So the Samaritan, verse 33, sees, has compassion on this individual.
但是在这里，耶稣第三十三节说，有一个撒玛利亚人来，他看见他就动了慈心。
Now let's look at the things this Samaritan does.
我们现在来看看这撒玛利亚人到底做了什么事。
Verse 34.
三十四节。
He came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
他上前来用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
I don't know if any of you have ever stopped by a very accident scene and said, "Well, what can I do, you know, to help somebody?"
我不知道大家有没有曾经有这样子的一个经验，就是有车祸发生的时候，你到旁边来看看，能够自己能够帮什么忙。
I remember once taking someone to the hospital in a car. I once took someone to a hospital in my car.
有一次呢，我带了一个人，在我的车子里把他带到医院去。
Good thing to do.
这是一个好事。
But he does more.
但是这个人呢，他做更多。
In verse 35, it reads, On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I return, I will repay.
35节，第二天拿这个人呢，拿出2000银子来交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所有的费用我回来必还你。
Now, this verse 35, it's very, very important to look at the details.
这三十五节呢非常重要，我们要来看一下细节。
First, he takes out 2 denarii and gives it to the innkeeper.
我们先看见他拿出了2000银子交给店主。
What is a denarius? Everyone wants to know.
为什么2000银子呢？每一个人都想知道。
What it is 1 denarii is 1 day's wages.
因为1000银子是一天的工资。
So if you make minimum wage, it's like $75. No, what was it? $8 an hour? No, 8 times 8, $64, $65.
现在呢，如果你一个小时赚8块钱呢，八个小时下来，你差不多赚64块。
And if you have 2 days wage at minimum wage, it's like $130.
所以呢，两天的工资下来，差不多美金130块。
Now some of you make more than $65 a day.
有些人呢，你一天赚超过65块美金。
Actually, most of you who live in the Silicon Valley have to make a lot more than $65 a day.
其实住在矽谷的人，大部分的人都可以每天的工资超过65块美金。
You might make $650 a day.
你可能赚的是650块一天。
You know, maybe not that much, $300 a day.
或许一天赚300块美金。
You know, you make $40 an hour. That's $300 a day.
如果你一个小时的工资是40块，一天下来至少有300块美金。
So 2 days' wages could be for someone $130. That's someone minimum wage. For someone who makes $40 an hour, that's $600 a day. For someone who even makes more, that could be like $1,300 a day. $1,300 for 2 days. It's a lot of money.
所以这两天的工资呢，对，有些人呢，他们是最低工资的工资呢，可能是130美金，有的人是600美金，有的人可能甚至到1300块钱。
Now I think for most of us, we've given that amount of money to people who are suffering.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
对，大部分我们来说呢，我们会出这样子的钱，对那些正在受苦的人，我们会奉献这样子的钱。
Sometimes there's a great catastrophe in this world, and perhaps a church would gather up a compassion fund to help the Christians who are ailing.
因为有的时候呢，在世界某个地方发生了极大的灾难，基督徒们会聚在一起，一起来奉献钱，来帮助那些在其他地方受苦的基督徒。
Or you feel moved by compassion to donate $100, $150, something like $1,500 to people who are suffering.
有的时候我们心里也是会动了慈心，会奉献50块、100块，甚至于更多的钱给那些正在受苦的人。
You know, you can do that.
我们也会这样子做。
And probably for many of you, you have done that.
我相信在我们很多人的当中，我们已经这样子做过。
But Jesus adds yet another detail to this story.
但是耶稣又再加上了另外更多的细节。
Because at the end of verse 35, Jesus said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, 因为在35
节下半段，他这个人又对店主说，你且照应他，此外所有的费用我回来必还你。
Wow, this, you don't know how hard this thing is.
你知道这个有多难吗？
Whatever it costs,
不管这所有，
I will repay.
不管这个费用到底有多少，我都会来还清。
Imagine this story.
让我们想象一下。
You're driving on Highway 101.
你在Highway 101, 101上开车。
Going to church.
正在要。
Well, after church, let's say.
或是我们要来教会，或是从教会回家。
And there's an accident on the road.
那路上呢，出了一个车祸，有一个车祸在路上。
And this person's in very bad state and says, can you take me to the hospital right now? I don't think I'm going to make it.
那这个人呢，他被撞了，他受伤了，他说，请你带我去医院，我可能不然我活不下去了。
And it might be hard for you. You got a clean car, you know, it's blood all over it. But you might do it, you know.
这对你来说可能已经不容易了。可能你是一个新车，现在这个人全身流血，不容易了。但是你可能还是把他带到医院。
Then you go to the hospital, and the person says, "I don't have insurance."
然后你把他带到了医院以后，这个人说，我没有保险。
Can you lend me a few hundred dollars? Not lend. Can you pay the Let's say this, the emergency room fee for me.
我没有保险。你可不可以帮我付这个急诊室的这个费用？
Wow, that's a lot of money. Because it's like in a hospital, it's like $100 for an aspirin. Everything's really expensive. Everything's expensive. Band-Aid, it's $10, you know? Whoa, it's really expensive.
这可能是很多钱，因为在美国的话，你可能一个创口贴呢就要$10，一颗止痛药可能要$100。
And then you say to him, you know what? I'm going to do one better. You have no insurance, whatever it costs. Whatever, no matter how long you stay in the hospital, I'm going to pay.
然后呢，你就对这个人说，不要担心。不管你在医院里住多久，你所有的费用我都来帮你付。
I'll tell you, you said that. You go home to your wife, she starts like yelling at you.
我相信你这样子说完了以后，你回到家里告诉你的妻子，她可能就对你发怒了。
You're crazy.
她可能说你发神经了。
It's one thing to give someone a few hundred dollars.
是的，可能能够奉献给一个人几百块钱，这是一回
事。It's another thing to pledge whatever it costs for you to be well.
但是你要对这个人应许说，不管要花多少的花费使你完全的康复，我都来付，这是又是另外一回事。
You do that for someone who is seriously ill at the point of death, and you will be bankrupt.
如果你对一个垂死的人做这样子的应许，你可能会破产。
It's like me saying to someone who is ill and or dying and taking to the hospital and says, you know what, I have a Costco American Express, I have Venture, I have my ATM card, I have whatever else I have. Here's another one I got. I got a Citibank card, and I got a few more cards at home, and also I got some retirement funds. I'm going to empty it all out for you.
这就好像是我把一个人带到医院以后呢，我就把我身上所有的信用卡都拿出来，还有包括我的退休账户的这所有的钱，我说这些都给你，让你来医病，让你能够治好。
This is what Jesus was trying to say.
这就是耶稣所要说的。
Because the lawyer was trying to justify himself.
因为这个律法师呢，他要来显明自己有理有义。
Trying to prove that he does enough to inherit eternal life.
因为这个律法师他想要来证明自己已经做得够了，可以来承受永生。
And in response, Jesus is going to give him a story in which you cannot do.
耶稣的回应呢，就是告诉了他这个故事，让他知道他自己做不到的。
First, the Lord never requires this.
但是这个呢，摩西的律法并不是这样子要求的。
But you need to show compassion.
但是你必须要表达你的同情，
Second,
要慈心。
The degree of compassion is beyond what you could ever do.
然后神所要求我们表达的慈心是我们所做不到的。
Verse 36, I should say. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?
36.
Yes.
36节，耶稣说：你想这三个人哪一个人是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
And he said, the one who showed mercy toward him.
他说是怜悯他的。
Then Jesus said to him, go and do the same.
耶稣说你去照样行吧。
You want to do stuff to inherit eternal life?
你想要做什么来得永生吗？
Be my guest, do the same.
好，你可以做，就照着这样子做。
Can't do it.
没办法。
You know, you may empty your savings for your son and daughter who was ill.
或许你的儿女生病了，你会把你所有的积蓄花光。
This is a stranger.
这里却是一个陌生人。
None of us ever done it here.
我们中间没有一个人做得到。
And if we do it for our son and daughter, we can only do it once.
就算我们能够为我们的儿女做，我们也只能做一次。
Who has the money?
谁有这么多钱呢？
This story, in one sense,is teaching us what we should be.
It's teaching
us what we should be.
这一段圣经是告诉我们我们应该做的。
But in teaching what we should be, Jesus is also revealing what you can never be.
而耶稣在告诉我们我们该做什么的时候，同时也显明了我们做不到的。
And there lies the understanding of the grace of God.
所以呢，就这里呢，就是让我们能够了解的是神的恩典。
Do you understand that in life, as believers in Jesus Christ, we will do good things?
我们知道吗？当我们是信奉耶稣基督的人，我们会做好事。
We will have compassion and we will help individuals.
我们会有怜悯慈心，我们会帮助别人。
But we will never do it to the extent where we justify ourselves before God and says, look.By what I do, and the amount of things I have done, and the amount of sacrifice I have given, give me entrance to the presence of God.
但是我们永远没有办法站在神面前说，神啊，你看看我所做的，我所做的牺牲，而因着这些做的事情呢，我们可以得着这个来到神面前的这条路。
Because there's only so much your works can get you.
因为我们如果靠着自己的行为呢，我们只能得一点点。
I look at this text.
我在看这段经文。
And I say to myself, who is ultimately the good Samaritan?
我在看这段经文，就问自己，到底谁是那位真正的好撒玛利亚人？
And I say to myself, I can be a little like the Samaritan, but I can never do it in full.
我对自己说，我可能可以做这么一点点，我没有办法完全做他做的。
For there is only one person I know who has paid the price to make me well.
我知道，只有一个人，他曾经付了这完全的代价，使我可以得痊愈。
And he is the same one who paid the price to make every one of you well.
这一个人也同时付了所有的代价，使我们中间每一个人都可以得痊愈。
Who is infinite in grace and infinite in sacrifice and compassion.
他对我们的恩典，他对我们的牺牲是完全的，是无限量的。
And that is Jesus.
就是耶稣。
Because you will never justify yourself.
因为我们没有一个人可以在神面前称义。
It is my prayer for this congregation.
今天也是我对教会的祷告。
It has indeed been an honor and delight to share the word of God with you.
今天也是我感觉非常的荣幸可以在这里分享神的话。
I would want us to do the best we can in life.
我希望我们每一个人在我们的生命里面都尽我们的所有来做好。
To have children that try hard in school.
也希望我们的儿女都能够在学校里尽力。
I always tell of the Chinese dream.
我总是告诉他们中国人的梦想，中国梦。
The Chinese dream is smart children.
中国梦呢，就是有很聪明的小孩。
But what good is they're smart if they're not successful? 但是如果 successful too.
如果孩子只是聪明又不成功有什么用呢所以小孩子还要成功
What good is they're smart and successful if they're not married?
但是如果他很聪明又很成功他不结婚这有什么用呢所以他们还要结婚
What good if they're smart, successful, married, no children?
但是如果他们又聪明成功又结婚了没有小孩有什么用呢所以他们还要生小孩
And what good is it if they're smart, successful, married, have children if they don't love their parents?
但是如果他们又聪明又成功又结婚又生小孩但是他们不孝敬父母这有什么用呢
That's the Chinese dream.
这些就是中国梦。
I got it. I got it. I got the Chinese dream. Yeah.
中国梦呢我全部都实现了。
I say this jokingly.
我其实是在开玩笑的。
Because sometimes Chinese see that as a measure of God's grace and blessing upon us.
因为有的时候我们中国人就用这些中国梦呢来衡量神对我们的恩典和祝福。
We must realize that in the face of God, all the things we are and all the things we do are nothing. You will never amass enough blessing. You will never amass enough deeds to earn your presence before God.
因为我们必须知道，在神的面前，我们所做的、我们所事的，都完全一点都没有办法使我们能够得着神的那个恩典。都不配使我们得着神的恩典。
For there's only one who paid the price.
只有一个人他付了代价。
And he paid it on the cross.
他在十字架上付了那个代价。
For us.
为我们。
Now where are you today?
今天我们的光景如何?
You could be found in any part of this story.
我们可能在这个故事里面某一个地方找到我们自己。
For some of you, you do not have a good understanding of what faith in Jesus is about.
有些人呢，我们不了解什么叫做信耶稣，把信心放在耶稣身上。
For some of you, you think that faith is doing more and more and commitment, and by that I will earn the favor of God and the place of God.
有些人认为我不晓得什么叫做信心，就说我们必须要做更多、更多、更多来赢得。神对我们的爱，赢得神对我们的祝福和恩典。
That is a common understanding even amongst Christians because that is the nature of religion.
这在许多基督徒当中，这是非常普遍的现象，这就是所谓的宗教。
You need to give that up.
我们必须把那个放下。
And understand the full grace of Jesus Christ as he died on the cross for our sins.
能够明白神明白耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死所给我们的完全的恩典。
For others, you know what it means to be regenerated and reconciled to God by the grace that is found at the cross.
有些我们当中的人，我们了解什么叫做重生，什么叫做与神和好，借着耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的。
For you, we need to learn how to reflect that grace to other people.
对我们这些人来说呢，我们就必须要学习如何把这样子的恩典活出来，让别人来看到。
Not that you will do this fully.
并不是说我们就可以完全做到这些。
But we begin to do it in part because we are His children.
但是我们可以至少做部分，因为我们是神的儿女。
And for some of you, you need a deep reconciliation because there is a pain within you.And you need Christ to make you whole.
有些人呢，我们当中或许我们心里有极大的伤害，我们必须耶稣基督来医治我们，我们就要跟神有这个和好。
May God have blessing on His word.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Give me the honor of praying for you.
让我有这个荣幸我来为你们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, I ask a blessing upon these my friends.
天父，我为这些我的朋友们求祝福。
That we would grow in you and be overwhelmed by the grace that you have given to us.
主啊，我们能够在你里面成长，而且完全的享受、接受你所给我们的恩典。
That grace is always at the foundation of why we worship and why we live and why we have life.
让神的恩典成为我们生活、我们侍奉和我们一切的根基。
Convince us that we can never earn eternal life.
让我们真实的相信，我们永远没有办法靠自己的成就来赢得永生。
For I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我这些祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。
God's blessing.